Okay, so first of all, you saw the Nimuk Yosef. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting point, right? He says it's from the Yerushalmi. That what? That the Dayanim and the Edim also can't be related, right? In other words, that the Mishpat can't emerge from Krovim. So it can't be that a Dayan and an aid are Krovim.
So I want to ask a question on that.
Then you're Motzi Momon al pi Krovim, he says. That can't be. Yeah.
But if...
Yeah. See, it's interesting. The Mechaber says in Lama Gimel, Chosh Mishpat, Zesh Apostle Torah Eidus HaKrovim. Okay, where is this from? Okay, he says the Maskan of the Gemara and blah blah blah. So this that the Torah says the Edom are puzzle, that the Krovim are a puzzle. Lo mipnei shehem bechezkas oavim zeze. It's not because we say they love each other. We have a we say that they're probably going to lie for each other. Sharei psulin lehedlo bein lezechuso bein lechovo. Because they can't testify even against the person. Vafilu Moshe v'Aaron einam kshirim lehayed zelazeh. Even Moshe and Aaron couldn't testify for or against each other. Elixeris
akasavu. But you're not testifying for or against them.
So he's saying, but he wants to say, the Yerushalmi wants to say the same way, the same drasha. The drasha is what the drush is in terms of mishpat. The gzeres hakosov is not specifically about edim. He wants to say that's what the Yerushalmi wants to say. The gzeres hakosov is not specifically about a psul of edim. It's a psul in the process of din. That the process of din does not allow for a krovim. So mishpat, the judgment can't emerge from krovim. Then that's exeris akasav. Yeah, what's the lashon of that? But it makes sense in the certain. It makes sense in the way we've been discussing din up till now. That we were saying there are three components. Right, there are the litigants, the balei dinim, right? There are the edim that provide external information, and then there's the dayanim who adjudicate. And the gzeres hakosav is saying that they have to be distinct from each other, and krovim have a certain identity of being together, one gavra, so you can't have krovim function in different roles together.
So can you set up the, like, if you know who's going to judge the case, can you just go to a different judge?
Yeah, so that's the question. We think we took up that case earlier this year, where the Gemara says that if we wanted to go to a Din Torah, right? Anybody remember this? If we wanted to go to a Din Torah, so let's say we don't agree on a specific basin, so we said we'll assemble our own basin, right? So let's say let's say you're claiming money from me. So I happen to know that Avi has Aedis against me, right? So they say, okay, I'm going to pick Dave Markowitz for my dime. Right? What effect would that have?
Awesome.
We exclude him.
It's a tricky move.
Tricky move, right? You hear it? You hear the move?
Yeah. So you allowed to do that?
No.
So then how do you have an aid?
So you can't you don't let the guy pick a dayan that's going to exclude the other person's aedis. That's not a good choice. So
it's not like he even aedis yet. Right, what if you caught him first? Like quickly,
like it's
Yeah, I forgot all the ins and outs of that. But I think we discussed it in the it's brought down that case. But yeah, you're right. I mean, you got to be you have a right to assemble a beis din, but he has a right to his edus, so it has to be unless you're going to say unless you're going to allow it, unless you're going to be mochel on that. That's different. That's a different sugya. You can accept your relative as a dayan.
That's not din anymore, though, right?
That's not din anymore, right? But all right, let's take the next sugya. Ready?
No. This is ridiculous.
All right, so you read for us, Elio. Go ahead. The main thing is to get past the first three words without messing it up.
Yeah.
It's not Ravachi.
When
you see the Rabbeinu Hanan, they almost messed it up, right? Omar Rav, and he has Acha in parentheses, and then Achi in brackets. Okay, so you ready?
Oh yeah.
So let's take it. Go ahead. What did Rav say? Omar Rav. We'll chart it out. It's good. You got Rav here. As long as we don't bring up repeat, we're okay. Okay. Rav. So what did Rav say?
Achi Abba.
Okay, so we've got Abba. Achi Abba. Okay.
This is Lo Ya'idli. Who?
So, right. So he can't be made to be. And what is he to Rav?
Uncle.
Uncle.
Father's brother.
Right. So his uncle can't be made for him. Go ahead.
So who ubino lechasno?
He and his right. His bino and chasn and chasano. His ben is simply Rav's cousin. And the chasn is his
cousin-in-law.
Sue's cousin's husband. Right. Okay, so that's Rav. That's fine. That's fine. He's saying my uncle and his son and chasen. That's straight out of the Mishnah. We don't need Rav for that. Right? Go ahead.
So, afani lo af. Afani lo a'id lo.
Here's where things get sticky. I can't be made for him. That's also a good nephew.
So ani ubeni bechasni.
Me and my son and my chasn. So now, but to him. Okay. So Rav is saying I can't be made for my uncle.
That's cool.
That's right out of the Mishnah. Hmm. And my son and son-in-law can't be made for my uncle. That's not cool at all.
Which part is not cool though?
That his son or son-in-law can't be made for his uncle.
You said son-in-law is less cool though?
He's just less cool.
Yeah, at this point, no. At this point, it's the same.
Why? Because it's great
well,
uncle still?
Well, let's see. Is the first of all, is it in the Mishnah?
No.
You don't think so?
Is it in the Mishnah?
No.
All that's in the Mishnah is Av is Achi Abba Beno V'chasano. Right? The Mishnah says your father's brother, his son and son-in-law. It doesn't say your brother's son, his son and son-in-law. Right?
Right.
So if we would chart it out, what would we call this? What would we call Rav to his uncle?
Nephew.
No, let's use the mathematical...
2 by 1.
So Rav is a 1-2.
2 to 1. Yeah.
It's a 2 to 1. Okay. And Rav to the son, to the cousins?
2 to 2.
Is a 2 to 2.
Is that to X?
To X, yeah. Rav is always over here. And whoever the other guy we're putting in is over here. Okay.
You win.
Hey, I want to get this running back.
There you go.
Let me coffee table for you.
We're done.
That's fine. So that's Rav to the uncle, to Achi Abba, is 2 to 1. Now you know why it's a 2. Why is it 2? Because it takes Rav 2 steps to get to their common root, right? The old man up here.
Old man in the sky.
Got it? That's why it's a 2. Now, that's the first side. But he's now, Rav is saying also, someone to who? To Achi Avi, right? Someone to Achi Avi. So Rav to Achi Avi, that's fine. That's again our 2 to 1. But now he says, and my son and son-in-law to my uncle. That's a 3 to 1. That's not good. Right? At least we've got it straight, correct?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 1.
Yeah.
You got the counting? Okay. So let's take a look at the Gemara. Where are we up to here? Yeah. Any Rashi's?
Yeah.
Not yet, right? Okay, good.
So Vamai.
Vamai. Why should it be?
Havale Shlishi Barishon.
There you go. Who's a Shlishi Barishon?
The son-in-law.
Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Yeah. B'ni Shlishi. Right? My son is a Shlishi. And the brother of the father is a Rishon. Because the father and his brother are the first generation.
Ba'ani Sheni.
And Rav himself is a second.
Ubini Shlishi.
And his son is a Shlishi.
Ba'amar Rav, the Shlishi lo ya'ed Barishon.
Okay, good. So that's what Rav is. It would seem that's the whole point of Rav's statement, that a Shlishi Barishon is possible. Go ahead. But the problem is, why should that be? Va'anan
Sheni B'Sheni Tanan. Sheni Barishon Tanan, Shlishi Barishon lo Tanan.
Right, the extent of our Mishnah was, the furthest our Mishnah went was a Sheni B'Sheni and a Sheni B'Rishon. But the Mishnah never said a Shlishi B'Rishon. Right, now this is further. The Mishnah never went this far. What is the case in the Mishnah? Sheni B'Sheni is Achi Aviv U'Bino.
Isn't it B'no Achi Aviv?
Achi Abba Li V'Ani Lo. Huh?
Okay, nice.
In other words, the Mishnah only has the cases of my father's brother and his son. Right? Achi Abba Li V'Ani Lo Harei Rishon B'Sheni. So my father's brother to me and me to him, that's a Rishon B'Sheni. I'm a Sheni, he's a Rishon. That's uncle nephew. Harei Rishon B'Sheni. V'Sheni B'Rishon. That's both. Ben Achi Abba Li V'Ani Lo Harei Sheni B'Sheni. Havo B'ni L'Achi Abba Lo Tanan. But it doesn't say my son to my uncle. Doesn't have it. And as we were saying the other day, quantity is quality here. I mean, every step is, there's a limit to the distance is a certain point creates the proximity creates the quality of relatives. Otherwise, everybody's related. So if the Mishnah is giving you the limit is in the generation of Rishon and Sheni. It doesn't go. Doesn't span 3 generations. At least in that day, at least in those cases. Right?
Right.
Okay. It's a simple question. Okay, so the Gemara proposes a radical revision of our understanding of the Mishnah. Radical. Now, what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Uvinayim v'chason nehem? Right.
Chasneim of the Bnei'im.
It means the Chasneim of the Bnei'im. Let's see Rashi. Wait, so who, which one, so which, how would I amend my chart?
give Rav's
and put him over here, because this is in the Mishnah. Now, as the Mishnah says, your father's brother and his son and son-in-law. We were reading it of the same generation. The son is one, the son and the son-in-law, meaning the sister's, the daughter's husband. But now the Gemara says, no, Rav is learning it to mean your father, your father's brother, his son, and that son's chosen. That's the same thing as Rav saying that his son or son-in-law can't be meyed to his uncle. Same thing. Right? It's the same thing. He was saying... is that the same thing? Right, because he was saying my son is possible to my uncle. Right?
Right.
So then...
isn't that a 2 to a 3?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Let's see Rashi.
What? Which case is 2 to 3?
The one I just drew. Go ahead.
Son of Achi Abba's son.
In other words, if we're going to add into the Mishnah, Beno, the Chasson Beno.
Yeah.
So then what is the Mishnah telling you is possible?
Oh, Rav.
Not only a 2 to 2, but what?
2 to 3.
A 2 to 3.
2 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. So then the Mishnah would include a 2 to 3.
That's good.
I mean, that's logically okay as far as this is concerned, because that implies 1 to 3. Because that's 2 to 3 is further than a 1 to 3.
It would seem so. It would seem so, right? 2 to 3 is further than a 1 to 3.
Is this what was intended? Right. The case of 2 to 3.
It's not the case that Rav taught,
right.
But we're getting closer. Let's see Rashi. Right. In other words, when the Mishnah said "Achi Aviv Ubino Vechasano," right? What did that mean? Hai Chasano de Masnisin Abino Koi. It's going on the son. Means the Chasan of the son. So my uncle, his son, and his son's son-in-law. Okay.
Dehavishlishi.
Okay, hi chasen. Okay. So now that chasen is a shlishi. Just to get back to the root, to get back to the shorish, it's going to take him 3 steps. 1, 2, 3. Go ahead.
Lakaman parach in Cain havishlishi b'sheni.
Mayor's question. So the Gemara is going to ask, if that's the case, then the Mishnah has a case of Sheni the Shlishi, so who cares? Who cares? Why is that a question?
Rav should have taught it. Rav should have taught it.
What did Rav teach?
The furthest extent he has is 3 to 1.
And what would that imply about 2 to 3?
It's good.
You
could testify.
It's good.
1 to 3 problem. Would...
3 to 1 is...
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay.
Yeah,
right. Like you said, 2 to 3 is further than 3 to 1.
3 to 1.
So you get a major problem over here.
How do you know he meant 1 to 3?
He said it.
Didn't he say chasna ubino?
He said that... No, the Gemara is saying that's what the Mishnah must mean, according to Rav. But he himself said, I and my son can't testify for my uncle. Which is 3 to 1.
Which is not what he implies, if it was...
Which implies
so this is stronger.
Which implies his son could testify for his cousin.
Right, so even if he learns the Mishnah as Chasson going on Beno, that's too that would make push him too far.
That's right.
This is obviously not a source. But we're not.
Something's
we're
wrong. Not sure, yeah. Something's wrong. Okay. Very good. So if you're gonna tell me the Mishnah is trying to teach you another generation, so why say Chasson Beno? Say Ben Beno.
And then you would have known Chasson Beno?
No, because that's a bigger finish.
Okay, so that's what the Gemara says.
Right.
Nilsa agav orche kamashwan, the Baal ki ishto. The Mishnah taught you 2 things by saying Chasson Beno. Not only that generation, but also the wife is like the husband.
What about the fact that...
So while it's telling Agavochi the Bari Lashmina Shlishi Posol, while it's telling us that the Shlishi is Posol, Nokat Chasim Beno took the words of Chasim, it chose the case of the Chasim Beno. The Ashma Ina Nami Baal Ki Ishto. So I don't think we have Baal Ki Ishto in the Mishnah other than this. We don't have a case of Baal Ki Ishto in the Mishnah.
What about Baal Achos?
I mean, Baal Achosot has that. Baal Achosot has that. That's a good question. That's a good question.
Question?
Does he already have a Baal Ki Ishto from Baal Achoso? We'll have to see how that works out. The wife, the Ishto Kibaylo is not always absolute. There's some Rishonim will hold on different levels. It doesn't count. See, Tosis mentions it that. At the end of the Tosafot on Rav, he says that the Yerushalmi that asks, can Moshe be made to the wife of Pinchas? Okay. And that would be a Shlishi and a Rishon. So Tosafot says...
No.
So he says no over there. That's what Tosafot learns like this. But so Tos says, "Vahad lormina isha kibayla." Why did they have to ask? Why didn't he just know right away? Isha kibayla, ki hacha be'esha schargo. Just like we say by the wife of your son-in-law, mishum dehosam is palig dara. They're separated by a generation. So I don't know. So we have to think about that when we get to it. But. It's a good question, but apparently there is a chiddush of saying ishto kebayla when it's what it's called is palig dora, different generation already. We'll have to see. Now the Gemara's question is, well, we should have said but no, because that's the essential expression of the next generation. Bayla ke ishto is just is just how we enter him into that case, but the essential thing is. The essential krovim is bino. So if we want to say bino, it already said bino for the first one, because it said chasano for the first one too. But it said bino, it should have said bino uben bino. That's the normal way of expressing the next generation of the grandchildren.
Would you have known chasan bino from that?
Then you would have to know it like the Gemara learns later. How do you know about the Gemara asks later? What about the wife of your stepson? So the Gemara says that's a din of Ishto, Bailik Ishto. So that's not in the Mishnah over here necessarily, but okay. So now the Gemara is at the point of what? That we're going to say that what? That a Shlishi is possible. To a Rishon and a Sheni, it would seem. Right? And the Chasson is included. That's how Rav is learning our mission. We're assuming that for now. I mean, the Gemara is clearly trying things. Right? It's clearly just exploratory process. Trying to figure out what Rav could have held. Okay? And knowledge is a process. Like the Sajigon says, you start out with a confusion and you work towards clarity, but it's not an instantaneous thing. Okay, sometimes you take a step, it gets clear, and then you realize there's a problem and you have to stop. But you take that step first and then you stop. You don't know when to stop unless you go further and see it won't work out. Sometimes you go further, there's a problem, and you work harder and you see there's a solution. So you gotta try things out.
How do you know when maybe that you're as if I'm not, what you think is a
when
problem
you're giving up is, too early.
Yeah, how are you supposed to know one way or the other?
That's the big question. Okay. So
we're getting an answer.
That's right. So let's go. Ready? Ve'ela had. Should I take over here?
Yeah.
Ve'ela had tani Rabbi Chia. You guys really got to put on your thinking hats for this one. Ready?
It's good.
Ve'elahad tani Rabbi Chia. Or Rabbi Chiya does come up. Shmona avo shehem esrim v'arba. So every once in a while you have like a case, you know, like a Tana gives you like a helpful little thing to keep you on track. There are eight fathers and 24. Okay. Eight fathers who are 24. Hani tlasim v'tarden havi. But according to you, it's going to turn out to be 32. Okay. What?
Or 40.
Or 40. Okay, everybody's got that straight, right?
I had to get to 34.
I'm just kidding. So let's see. So he's like this. Shmona Ovos. So how are they? I've heard of the three fathers, the four fathers, but the eight fathers is what? Shmona Ovos im b'neim v'chasaneim havichof dalet. So if you take the eight fathers with their sons and sons-in-law, it gives you 24, 3 times 8. Avagav masis and tishot nan, even though the Mishnah really has 9, bar mi chorgo, we're not counting the chorgo, she'en ben v'choson imo. I'm sorry, even though the Mishnah has what? Has 9, bar mi chorgo, aside for the chorgo, she'en ben v'choson imo, l'kom en paruchu. We're going to ask that later. No, so the 8 is everyone in the list except for Giso, I think. Drop Giso out.
So why we call them fathers?
Ah, so why are they fathers? Because these 8 also have that their sons and sons-in-law are apostle.
That's how it turns to 24.
That's how it turns to 24. Okay. But now if you're going to tell me that it goes down one more generation, not only these fathers have... not only these fathers you add 16 to because of their sons and sons-in-law, but you get one more generation. That's at least another 8.
16, 32. Wouldn't it be another 16 because you have the sons?
He says, Tlasin v'tartin, how? It's Ches Avos, the original 8 fathers, Ches Bonim that we had, Ches Chasonim that we had already, that's our 24, V'Ches B'nei Bonim, and 8 more grandsons. Even though there's another 8 sons-in-law, which should really pump you up to 40. What? To 40. Shame chasonis chad karile. The Mishnah, we wouldn't have counted them twice. Chasonim, the institution of chasonim is counted. So if you say, huh? To express chasonim. Because we only count, exactly, we only counted them in the first generation to express the idea that we also include chasonim whenever we have bonim. But now we want to go down the next generation. We're just trying to show you that it goes 3 generations and chasonim. So we would have counted 32. It's amazing, the way to think about things. Amazing precision in the way they express things. So that's what the most problem is. So if you're going to tell me that you read the Mishnah like that, you're going to get into a problem with Rabbi Chiya's summary. Because Rabbi Chiya's his cliff notes were very simple. He said, it's 8, that's 24. Remember that. So if you say it's 8, that's 24, then you can't include a third generation. You can't include a third generation. So... Ela li olam chasano mamish. So really, it doesn't mean that you include the third generation. It means what? B'neihem v'chasoneihem. Let's put it this way. Really in the Mishnah, really in the Mishnah is what? Is the 8 fathers, and then B'neim V'chasoneim is referring to his sons and his sons-in-law, right? No more. It's not. That's all it's going.
Which means 2.
Which is 2. Shani the region. 2, right. You mean 2...
levels.
2 levels, correct. V'amai kari lei...
How are you reading chasen mamish?
It means not the chasen of his ben, but his chasen.
Okay.
Va'amai kori le choson bino. Okay, this is a little tricky. In other words, why did Rav refer to him as choson bino? Where did Rav refer to him as Chasam Beno? Rashi Vamai Kari Le Rav Lechasano Demasnisin Chasam Beno. In other words, they're still learning that with that first answer. Right? With the first answer. Of what?
The Mishnah is referring to.
That the Mishnah that Rav was saying my chasano de katani masnisen chasan beno. That was Rav's answer. So why did Rav call him chasan beno? Kevin de me alma kaosi kidor acher dummy. What does that mean? Rashi. Vamai kari le Rav le chasano de masnisen chasan beno. Kevin de chasan. Why did he call him chasan beno? Sounds like it's grandson. In law, kevan de chasan lo havi mizaro. Since the chasan is not from his progeny, ume alma osi. He's coming. He's an outsider. He's coming from just the general population. Kidor shlishi choshev le rav. So that's a svara. Now, as Rav was saying, that once the Mishnah includes a son-in-law, that's tantamount to a third generation. There's no difference between son-in-law, that's me'alma ka'asi, married to your daughter, and a grandson. They're equivalent. If the son-in-law is possible, then the grandson is possible.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you would get a 2-3?
That's how you would get at least a 3-1.
No, that's how you get a 2-3
in the Mishnah. Right.
Wait, a grandson's equivalent to a son-in-law?
Yeah. Makes because sense. One is they both have a chisaron. They both have a lack. One is of you but further. Okay. And the other one is not of you at all, but connected to a closer relationship. In other words, the one who is joined to my daughter is equivalent to the one who comes from me, but is a grandson.
So that must not be like a Balka Ishto idea.
It's not like a Balka Ishto idea. A little different.
That means that you would say the father and the son are the same, because you would say the chasan is the same as his son.
So the ben, the chasan of the ben would be a 4 over here.
V'hilkach b'ni nami la'achi abba davi shlisi b'rishon pasul. It's the same thing. Once the Mishnah tells me that my uncle is pasul and his son is pasul and his son-in-law is pasul, then that also means his grandson is possible. But not his grandson-in-law, for sure not. Right?
Because that would be a 4th.
That would be a 4th. That would be a 4th. Okay. V'ikilak shuyei l'rav. But you can ask a question on Rav. Kevan d'omer chasun kidor acher domi amai posel chasono la'achi abba. Ah, it's a big problem. So why is Rav's son-in-law puzzled to his grandfather, to his uncle?
That's a four to one.
Yeah. Havale revi berishon.
Right.
Elamilsa chviti akshile. They could have asked him that question, but they picked a different question. They had to talk Rav out of this way of thinking. They could have used this argument, but they used the next argument. But they could have used this argument too.
That what's the argument?
The argument is, if Rav really said his son-in-law can't be made to his uncle,
it's a 4-1.
That's a 4-1.
So they're proving that he didn't say this.
It's not totally clear to me if this is like a thing that Rav said, or they're trying to say what would Rav have said, and working it through. But either way, this has that problem. Okay. So what did they ask though? Ihachi Havile Shlishi Bisheni. The Rav Achshir Shlishi Bisheni. Now it comes back to the original problem. Ihachi the Chasan Nami Kedor Achir Domi. If you're going to tell me that the son in law is like another generation, Vikatani Masisin Chasan Achi Abba Pasoli, and the Mishnah tells you that your cousin, right, by marriage is possible to you, in other words, your uncle's son in law. So that description in the Mishnah is saying your cousin's husband, right, which is which cousin would be 2 to 2. So cousin's husband is tantamount to 3 to 2. But Rav said Shlishi Bisheni is good. The Kamara af ani eid lo ani ubini of al bini levino yeid. That's the problem I mentioned before. Okay, so basically the Gemara says all of this doesn't work out. There's no way to work Rav out within our Mishnah. There's no creative way you can read this Mishnah to work Rav out. Ella Rav the Omar Karibi Eliezer. There's another Tanya who argued on our Mishnah, and Rav is learning like that Tanya, like that Tanya. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omar Kishem Shachi Ava Lo Yed Li Hu Beno VeChasano. Hu ubino v'chasano, kach ben achi abba lo yed li, hu ubino v'chasano.
And that gives you 4 steps?
No, the 2 to 3.